Let's speak to Patrick Corrigan this morning from Amnesty International. Good morning to you, Patrick. Good
morning, Stephen.
I don't know what to say, having just listened to that interview again as it was being broadcast. What's in your mind?
Well, I suppose when everyone hears the direct personal accounts of people who have been abused as children, whether by clerics or anybody else, it really is. It's stomach-turning. You can feel the fear that trembles through them, even all of these decades afterwards. They're obviously still living with the pain and the trauma, and particularly to know that I think that they still feel isolated, that nobody, they feel that maybe wider society doesn't really know or doesn't really care about what happened to them, yet it's something that has scarred their lives. And I think that what your program is doing now in giving platform, giving voice to some of these victims and asking the tough questions is important. But I suppose for us, it's no substitute for proper police inquiries and no substitute for a proper public inquiry, which is what we've been asking for the last 7 years into clerical child abuse in Northern Ireland. And we hope that this most recent wave and growing wave of revelations will force the authorities to actually institute that public inquiry as the victims have been asking for so long.
Do you know what the shocking thing is, Patrick? We're a pretty big team and we can handle quite a lot of stories coming to us at once. For the first time ever, the Nolan Show is gridlocked. And that's because of the volume of victims contacting us. It is incredible. The amount of abuse in Northern Ireland, the amount of victims who haven't told their stories before, telling us that they're confiding for the first time. It's incredible.
It is incredible, and it's not to undervalue what your program is doing, but it's a terrible indictment in a way of wider society that it comes to this, that it's a radio program, a TV program to which people who've suffered terribly are having to turn. We know that the Father Malachy Finnegan case was not an isolated example. We know that the Father Seamus Reid case you're highlighting this morning was not an isolated example. Since 1975, there have been allegations of child sexual abuse made against over 100 priests in Northern Ireland parishes, and that's revealed by the Church's own National Safeguarding Board in their diocesan reports into abuse. And that itself is probably a gross underestimate, because those are only the allegations that have been brought forward. And I think you are probably hearing from people now who have never told anybody before, neither the church nor social services or the police. And yet even when people did have the courage to do so at the time as scared, frightened children or subsequently as adults, too often they were ignored. Their accounts of abuse were discounted, that they were hushed up, that they were settled away from the courts, away from police investigations. And the reputation of the church was what was most important, rather than the protection of children, whether then or sadly perhaps now.
Patrick, if we look at if we think about the first victim we heard from today, who said he was abused by Father Seamus Reid in St Coleman's College, Newry. Deeply inappropriate conversation between Reid and a young boy during confession. So we now have two paedophiles active during those years within St Coleman's. And I ask the same question. I'm going to be repetitive until it irritates everybody in this country, until it gets through. Two paedophiles acting within that school, and no adult saw anything, and no adult knew anything, and nobody reported anything because they didn't see it?
It is, frankly, to me, it is scarcely credible. We know that Father Malachy Finnegan's abuse, for instance, goes back at least to 1971 when he was employed at St Coleman's College in Newry, and that his abuse followed a pattern that went on for decades. And it is frankly very difficult to believe that nobody knew. If you have countless then pupils coming forward to tell you that they knew, that the pupils knew to keep their heads down, to keep away, to try and avoid contact and in private rooms with that abusive priest, it is difficult to know that responsible adults, whether other teachers or those in the authority within the school, or indeed wider within the parish and within the diocese, didn't know. And we know that even when the Bishop of Tremore, Father, or Bishop Brooks, as it was at the time, was made aware in 1994 of his abuse, that they still didn't go to the authorities, and that there was still no decisive action taken.
Patrick, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.